We've seen from last year 11,385 playing the game. There are now that's registered players. There are 13,575, and that's just to now. So that's going to increase as well as second term gets older, and also into third term. And also the real rise, which pleases me, is in school participation, because back in 2018 it was approximately 1,800. School participation now, with programs being rolled out, is 3,857. So that's a jump of 114%. So footy is heading back to the schoolyards, and what that means is hopefully new rosters will start within the schools. They're already starting in some of the schools, but new rosters will start within the schools as well. And I know the North West Coast have got the Dockers Cup just about to start. They've got another cup envisaged in the very near future, which takes football back to the schoolyards, especially back into primary schools, which gives them an interest at an early age.
And that's so important, I think. Do you think the whole AusKick thing, where it's the code providing activities to schools, is not as effective as the schools just owning those teams?
Yeah, the beauty about school football is there's always been this, and you can probably recall, I can just recall back in my primary school days, but it was a time where if you played a competition within the school year, you're not only with your team on the day you play, but you're with them throughout the week. And there's all this talk that goes on in the schoolyard about that, creates further interest. And I think that increases numbers. It obviously increases numbers. AusKick's been good. It's better now than it was, because there's a new program rolled out, which means that players that go to AusKick, as opposed to, say, having 20 touches to 25 touches of a football every hour, they now have around about 60 or so. So they're brought into the game and brought into touching the actual football and kicking it and handballing it much more than they were previously. So there are new things being looked at. AFL Taz is doing a terrific job with junior football. They really are. And I think we should give them some applause, because in the past there's been a lot of criticism. But over the last couple of years, you can see by the numbers increasing and the work that's being done in schools, all the programs being rolled out, that's due to the work that AFL Taz is doing.
Also really exciting, given the horror stories we hear about how umpires get treated, is the rise in people signing up to umpire.
Yeah, this year compared to last year, there's been an improvement of about 9 or 10 umpires. Again, that will improve, and it'll be a significant improvement by the end of this football season. And again, the umpires are getting into the schools as well to try and recruit junior people to boundary umpire or umpire. It's certainly terrific for them. I'm not too sure how much they get, but they used to get $40 or $50 a game. So if they play football one day, umpire the next day, it's good pocket money. And also, it's terrific for their fitness and terrific for their understanding of the game.
Is this driven by girls and women joining the sport?
Oh, look, that's part of it, Rick. That really has gone ahead in leaps and bounds. And women are really adopting the game as theirs now. And you go around the schools and you can see young women playing the game. You can see it out there on a Sunday morning with underage football. They're enjoying it, really enjoying it. And what that's done as well is it's added an extra layer to, I think, AFL football, because now it's a family affair as opposed to a male affair, which has been in the past. So I think it's been terrific.
Just one last question for you as we all gather around this. Like, now, you know, you can really speak your mind now. You're free. Are we ever going to have a footy team in Tasmania? Really? Come on, really?
Look, my personal view is yes. I really believe that it's a matter of when, not if. But again, if the AFL gave us an indication as to a team being granted to this state in 2023, 2025, whatever it may be, that would again create the spark that needs that would get more people playing the game. And I think it'll happen. There's a lot of work to be done. It couldn't happen straight away, because the facilities and a lot of the infrastructure is just not in place at the moment. But there's a lot of work being done out there to make sure that if you get the tap on the shoulder, we'll be ready.